Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome today for our last worship gathering of 2017. So we're hoping that brings with us to look at some of the blessings, even if they don't seem like they're real big, they are in our lives. Think about 2017. I hope everyone enjoyed their Christmas celebrations and are with those that are continuing to celebrate today. I'm not on.
Need batteries. Use this guy.
All right, we'll use this guy here. Sometimes my favorite toys on Christmas, too. They were so great till the batteries ran out, right? So, anyway, when we're taking a look at these, we definitely have a lot to look back and reflect upon in 2017. And when we're looking at those things, I would ask if we come here, some of us especially anticipating 18. I know we've talked a lot, and some of us have just said, we would like to put 2017 to bed and move on forward to all the promises and wonderment that 18 can be. And I would just ask that I'm there with you. I'm also looking forward to 2018. However, I would just say that even if there's a lot of things, a lot of situations, whether it's health or it's anything else in our relationships, our friendships, our family, there are still so many things for us to praise God for and thank God for. When we're looking at the message, and I'm not going to jump too far ahead because we're waiting on batteries, is God with us is the gift that we don't return. God with us in the Christ child is the gift that we are always thankful for. And you remember that song we learned as kids, Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One? We could have the entire day, and our throats would run dry if we gave God blessings and praise for every single thing, both big and small, in our lives that we have to be thankful for. So again, welcome today for this final worship service of 2017. Do we have any prayer concerns or moments of joy we'd like to lift up amongst each other as in the life of the church? We have our guys here available, so just put your hands in the air if you have anything you want to share with us, a prayer request or a moment of joy.
I have a joy. Hey, Santa Claus has come home and I'm in Bobby, I'm back. Just Bobby's back.
Well, I'm going to share in that joy because I'm glad you brought that up because I had this whole formula of Santa and the weather change from the North Pole to Sandusky, and so can we pray for Tom as he's hopefully will be joining us soon for things. But yes, welcome back to the Frohner family. Anyone else? Yes.
Yes. Prayers for Erdene Castro. She broke her left arm and is in quite a bit of pain.
Yes, thank you for lifting Erdene up to us. You said she broke her arm. All right. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Anyone else? Oh.
You have one day left. Be sure you pick up your devotional today, because tomorrow's the first. That's when this starts in January. And you know how important it is to start your day with a prayer and a little scripture, put you on the right track for the rest of the day and the rest of the year. So be sure you pick one up. The discipline of daily what? Devotions, right. It's so important to start your day the right way, so be sure you pick it up. 6 minutes, you're done. You've said a prayer, you've read a scripture, you've read a thought. So do that. It'll start your day the right way in the new year. Happy New Year.
Hey, Bob, can I grab you for just a second? Keep the microphone there, because there was something that I remember that teachers did very often. And when it was early in the morning, they would say, good morning, class, and you'd get the kind of, good morning, Mr. Stash. It's kind of sound like when you ask the question of discipline of daily, we got kind of a, I guess. Do you think maybe in a teacher way, if you've ever seen that done before, if you could maybe ask us to rise to the occasion of what that is?
D cubed, D with a little 3 at the top. Means D times D times D, which is the discipline of daily devotions. So happy D cubed. What is that? The discipline of daily devotions. Right. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bob. And that is interesting, especially when we're looking at that before. It might seem a little intimidating, but we're right on the cusp, he said, of tomorrow being the first of the new year. Great opportunity for us to consider seriously our daily devotions and starting our day off by sacrificing to the Lord. Anyone else? No? Do we have any announcements that are printed up for us that we need to be aware of? All right. Any birthdays? Jeff, your birthday coming up. Yep. Yesterday. All right. Well, thank you for being here with us today. All right. Do you want to share anything else or just that yesterday was a birthday? Yesterday was a birthday, and we're thankful for yesterday. Anybody else joining Jeff this week?
Richard Stone.
Oh. There was some hesitancy to hand the microphone over there. Richard, when was your birthday? It's going to be Wednesday. Okay. All right. Anyone else? All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right. Thankful for celebrating those moments in our life that are significant. Thankful that you're with us. Any anniversaries that we're celebrating this week? Any end of the year anniversaries? Paula? Yesterday. 39. That's longer than I've been in the life. Congratulations. That's great. Yeah. Anyone else joining Paula and Dan this week? Okay. Paul, thank you for sharing that with us today, and let Dan know that we wish him a happy anniversary as well. We're thankful for your family and the presence that you bring with us today in our church. All right, let's go ahead and hand things over to our talented choir today, who is mighty, I was told today. So let's go ahead and hand things over as we set our stage for worship today. He brought us into that moment of worship, that state of anointing this place with the Holy Spirit. Can we now ask for the Lord's blessing on our gathering together today? Would you please join me for our opening prayer? Almighty God, as we've lifted this sanctuary so many times with the name Emmanuel in this season, in this time, we affirm that when we gather together. We know that we are not alone, and that simple name Emmanuel is so powerful. Lord, we thank you for not being amongst us and wanting to be in intimate relationship with us, Lord. And it's for that reason that we know your faithful promises continue to manifest within us and around us. Your prophecies, they come true, that the prophets told us of old. And Lord, we thank you as walking through this day that we are not alone, and your Holy Spirit continues to surround us and anoint us and guide us for our steps going forward. Lord, we ask that you would take joy in all that is said and done today in this moment of worship, and you would take honor in all that we sacrificially give to you today. Thank you for bringing us together today, Lord, and we look forward to your leading. In Christ's powerful and matchless name we pray. Amen. All right, let us go ahead and stand if we're able, and as you're finding your standing, if you can do that, we're going to sing together number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Again, stand if you're able, number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
Amen. What a great, bold acclamation today. Go ahead and find our seats. As you find your seats and are seated today, we will also sing Good Christian Friends Rejoice, number 224. Amen. Christ was born to save. It's a great thing for us to remember, not only in this time of season, but as we continue to move forward. There's a reading that I wanted to share from number 231 from the hymnal. You can follow along if you'd like. Number 231, if you did follow along for the last song. It's a Christmas reading, and we're still in that season of celebrating the arrival of the Christ child, not only in history, but also in our own worlds and our own hearts. So on 231 in the hymnal, I'll read this aloud if you'd like to follow along. Eternal God, by the birth of Jesus Christ, you gave yourself to the world. Grant that being born in our hearts, he may save us from all of our sins and restore within us the image and likeness of our Creator, to whom be everlasting praise and glory, world without end. And I invite all the church to say together, amen. Right. Well, I can look out here and see that I don't think we have really any little ones for, do we for that? Because we're not doing Sunday school today. So we'll go ahead and move for some things there as I see the, I don't want to be the only ones coming up. So we'll move on to the next thing here. You know, let's say this in the spirit of this moment because we've lifted up this scripture for the kids. But now if you haven't taken a look at that yourself, in here, what we've been trying to get the kids to memorize this year, could we say that aloud? I think that might be worth it for us too, even if we don't have a children's time, that we can share that scripture aloud for this season. Would you please join me in reading that scripture verse from Isaiah 61:1 together today? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has put me in charge of bringing good news to everyone. My dear friends, next week we're going to have a different verse that we're going to ask the kids to focus on as well as ourselves. But let's not forget the truths here. We are put here to be the voice, the hands, and the feet of this good message, to bring this life-giving news to the world. So I'm going to ask Russ to come up now, as you see that he is featured today for the sharing our stories. And Russ, as you find your way up here, I'd like to have a couple of words, because when we were talking about potentially doing this sharing our story part of worship, right, there was not hesitancy from Russ to say, I will do this for the entire year. And I thought, let's think about that for a second, because a year is a pretty big sum of time. I mean, in certain ways it goes by quickly, but when you're trying to schedule these things for every week after week, it is a loving burden placed on our heart to try to do these things. And Russ, I would just like to say that as we find ourselves in this last worship gathering of 2017, I know we have all been richly blessed from the stories and the organization of putting this thing together. Every single time, for a variety of reasons, some the same, some unique, everyone's story here has been so powerful and so affirming, not only of their story, but of the courage of what it takes to do this and the opportunity that we all have something to share. And I guess I just wanted to say to everyone who's been touched by these stories here, can we just thank Russ and this opportunity for helping us put this together, this definitive part of our worship for 2017? Thank you, Russ. All right. Go ahead.
Stealing my thunder.
Oh, sorry.
Let me just say that when we started this, and it was Pastor Matt's idea, we started off our discipleship meeting with 25 people there, and we got all excited about doing all the stuff that we were going to do. This is one thing that came through, but this is not about Pastor Matt, and it is not about me. It is about what we read this morning in bringing good news to everyone. I got to tell you, there were times that I got a little bit personally frustrated because I think this a whole year, that's 40-some people. 40-some people to come up here and stand up here and share their stories. And I got to tell you, the more we got into this, the easier and the easier and the easier it became, because there was never one Sunday, not one, where there was nobody who had stepped up to say, I'll do it. It was just absolutely amazing to me. And what I learned, I guess, in my story, is that when you get down and when you get frustrated and when you get feeling like this isn't gonna work, it always works. It always works. And that's because behind this whole thing, everything that was done here was God. If you noticed, every story was absolutely different, but every story was absolutely the same. Mm-hmm. Somehow, you know, every one of the people who came up here had something to say about God in their life, or the church in their life, or as one of them put it, somebody in their life. And it just was just crazy to me. And I got to tell you, what I have learned in my story through this is I have learned to prioritize. I can get just as grumpy as you can. I can leave this place in as foul mood as you do sometimes. But overall, I have learned that through my church family, that God is alive, God is well. You know, they say, you know, we've taken God out of the schools, we've taken God out of the government. No, we haven't. We can't take God out of anything. And it's because he works through you people. And I would like to say, I guess, that it was just, when I get down, when I get frustrated, when I get annoyed, I think about you people. And I think about you standing up here, sharing your stories, telling me, telling everyone else here how God has worked in your life. It's just been a miracle to me. And I know we're going to do something different next year. I don't know what it is. And I get myself in a thinking, you know, please don't make this into a competition. It's not who can stand up here and tell the best story. And it never, ever was a competition. It was everybody speaking from their heart. And we had teenagers up here. We had 90-some-year-old people up here. I got told when I asked some of you, no. I understand that. I got told, ask me again. I got told, sure. I got told, don't even ask, I'll do it. And, you know, I guess thinking back to 2017, it was one of the best years of my life because I got involved in a positive way with my church family. And my church family told me things that I would have never known. I talked to people that I would normally not talk to. I heard people express opinions and beliefs in God. And what else is there? Seriously, thinking about it, what else is there? I mean, the most important thing to me out of this whole experience was those people, and they're not any better than anybody else, I'm not saying that at all, but they had the courage, they had the commitment, they had the voice to stand up in front and say what God has done for them in their lives. So my story changed tremendously in the year 2017 because you people changed it. And I've got to tell you, there are more stories out there. I heard them. You know, whether you ever get to hear them or not, I heard them. And I am so happy to say that God is so alive and God is so well in this church because of you people. And I thank you for sharing your stories with me.
Thank you, Russ, for sharing that with us. You know, and it's interesting that you said you don't know what's coming up next year. This might be a good segue for us, wouldn't it? Karen, are you able to say something today about what we're looking for? Can I have you come on up? Because we did want to do this, and you're right, Russ. That was kind of an invitation, too, that there are some people that had stories, didn't share them for a variety of reasons, or maybe even some people that had another great story but just didn't share that one when they had the opportunity. So if anyone does want an opportunity or would like to share their story, can they just come see you and we can figure it out? Okay, fantastic. Well, Karen, you've had a project that you've been thinking about, and we talked about it and how we could do something else that would help breathe a uniqueness of life and continue to tell why things are personal, right? And that's what it means. A testimony is about it being personal, our faith and our relationship with God. Could you tell us just a little bit about maybe something that we'll be looking forward to in 18 that's a little bit different from sharing our stories?
Okay, this project is underway, but it's not finished because I still need more involvement from y'all out there. we're doing a celebration of music, and many of you have taken this form and filled out what your name and what your favorite song is and why. And then we're going to use it. We're not going to make, like Barb, we're not going to make you come up and sing, you know, all by yourself. Maybe we'll pair you up with someone. No, but it's just to kind of get, it's kind of like sharing your story. It's a furtherance of that, I guess we'll say. We took Russ and then we're expanding on it, and with the choir and with Tina, and we're going to see what these songs are and why they're important. And just to give you an idea, and you're all going to get a copy of all of these when they're done, but I have one that just stands out for some reason. Name unknown. My favorite song is Jesus Loves Me. So why? And this was the response from why. I like the tune, and I like that Jesus loves me. I love Jesus too. And you know, that just sums up the whole experience of Christianity, that Jesus loves us, and we love him. It's simple, it's pure, it's profound, and it's deep. It's all of those things at once. So that's what the power of a song can do in one person's life, but it generates into all our lives. So that's the whole idea of this. Is that kind of what you're thinking too?
Yeah. That was fantastic. I'm glad you brought that forward to us to know that this is what we're going to do, but we also need more people's impressions and more of their responses to make this thing as full as it can be for our ministry. Yeah,
we do. I have about, let's say 30-some responses, but we're a much larger congregation than that, so I'd like to double that even. But we're going to get it published and out to everybody, and then we're going to use the songs during our worship service. I was at a funeral just a couple weeks ago for my one aunt, and after the sermonette that the pastor gave, the closing song was When We All Get to Heaven, and that was her favorite song. And the way the pastor set it up was like, you know, her parents, her sisters, and all of these people that had passed on before, and friends and all that. And he said, you know, what a joyous thing, you know, that death brings, because when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. You know, there's just that little two sentences out of that song that just says it all, as far as I'm concerned. So that's what we're doing with our celebration of song for this coming year.
All right, thank you, Karen. Appreciate that. And similar to what she said about participation, and what Russ, you affirmed in participation for the sharing our stories, this is a good thing. That's a good opportunity. But it will get so much more rich by the more participation that we have. And so we're thankful for reminding us that if we haven't done that yet, that we can connect with Karen or the office and get the form, and we'll have some available back there next week, because the more participation we have, it's just going to be that much more of a blessing for us. So let us go ahead and have this moment when I would just have to have this moment of affirmation, and can we just transition to a moment of prayer? So would you please join me, and at the end of this moment of affirmation, we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. Could you just kind of join me in this state of prayer? Almighty God, we are thankful for the personal and intimate ways that you work within our lives and around us, and that you use us. We're thankful for the stories that were lifted up and the great amount of testimony and faithfulness of your presence and your gifts and your blessings and your undertaking, and you're holding us in our lives. And Lord, we would just ask that we would not forget those words, whether they were ours or whether they're someone else's. Lord, to be remembered that you are a faithful God, and we thank you that you are with us. And Lord, as we transition to the new year, to this ministry and music, we ask that your blessing and anointing would be upon it, Lord, that we can feel your hand amongst it, that it's the songs and the stories that we need to hear to draw closer to you. Drawing closer to you in prayer, Lord, we remember the words that are inspired by Jesus as we say this prayer together that has long been our tradition. So I would invite us all as one body and one voice to say these words together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And with that, amen, we would hand things over to our mighty choir today for their anthem.
Our anthem today, you can see in the bulletin, its name is Come Follow That Star. It's kind of an epiphany anthem. If those of you who follow the 12 days of Christmas know that the first day of Christmas starts on Christmas Day, and the 12th day of Christmas, according to the religious tradition, is the day that the wise men ended up getting to the manger scene. And this story, this song talks about the wise men coming. It's kind of a real monotonous tune to it, as you can just kind of, as you listen to the men's bass line, you can just, and the keyboard person, you can just kind of feel those camels plodding across the desert carrying the wise men. It's kind of in a minor key until it ends up on a major note that they've gotten to the manger. So join us as we come follow that star.
Thank you for that message and that powerful message through song that we have today. As the choir finds their way back to their seats, I'm reminded that when Linda comes up and shares with us an introduction into why the music was picked, I think that's an important thing for us to know. And as we kind of close the chapter on 2017 and look forward to 18, I'm reminded of Linda sharing with us that there was a nudge on her heart. And when we continue to see that there's so much that goes into this and so much part of our worship service is enhanced by the ministry and song through our dedicated choir, we're thankful for those nudges. And just it's kind of an affirmation to where if you felt a nudge in your life and it seems like it might be overwhelming or not doable because we can't do things alone or by ourselves, could we remember that? I hope that you get inspired by that too, that if there's nudges, that the Lord will make those things happen. But let's not ignore the nudges because there's a lot of blessing that come forward from those nudges, even if we can't fully put it together ourselves. Today's scripture is going to come from two sections of places. And because, as you can see, right before our normal tithes and our offering, there's a song in there, and we'll be doing something special for that. So I'm going to stay up here because we're going to have that as part of the message today. But you'll see that the scripture lesson comes from the New Testament book of Matthew, as well as the Old Testament verse from the prophet Isaiah. And the important reason for us to do this is because when we look at the Old Testament and the New, it's not just separated by that blank page in the middle of our scripture. It's sort of a before the arrival of Christ child and then after. So we can see these affirmations of God's promises. And before we get to the message today, I'd like to talk about something that's very sensitive this time of year. Re-gifting. Have you ever been the recipient of a re-gifted gift? Are you currently in your possession prepared to give someone a re-gifted gift? You know, there's a lot of times that the sensitive subject of re-gifting a gift sometimes brings with it a certain connotation that it's not a good thing. And in certain ways, I can see that, right? Especially if it's got your name on it. If I was to give someone in my family not named Matthew with my birth date inscribed on it, it probably is a poor choice to give someone else not named Matthew with the same birthday a gift that has my inscription on it. But you know, it was interesting when we're thinking about regifting, because for those of us that do regift, there's still a moment of joy in it, because it's not just those moments of when we regift something this time of year that we just simply don't care. Perhaps there was something that someone else creatively got me that they thought that it was going to be an amazing thing, and it is an amazing thing, just not to me. But it is an amazing thing that perhaps remember the season is forgiving and not receiving, right? We've heard that before. So isn't it kind of right up in the spirit of Christmas that we would think of who else would benefit from something that we've been given that we might not have use for? Because I'm going to ask you on the other end, have you ever opened up a gift before, and I promise we're getting somewhere with this, have you ever opened up a gift before, and in your mind you kind of went, and then it's going to get deposited somewhere, right? Well, that's probably not what the person was hoping that you would do with the said gift, right? Because they had thought about you. So on the other end, what a great way to honor that person by saying, I'm not just going to do, I am going to be thankful that I received something, but you know what? Instead of putting it there, what about somebody else in this world that can use it or would appreciate that? And so I ask you in those moments because I think to myself, the gift that we receive from the Christ child is definitely not one that we want to throw away, but in a unique way, it is something that we do want to re-gift, don't we? Because the thing is, it isn't something that, like when Russ talked about for the stories, we can't take God out of anything. So when we re-gift and give this message of grace and the arrival of Christ in our world, Emmanuel, God with us, it's not like we've taken this away from us and all of a sudden we don't have it. We still have our faithfulness, but in a unique way, we've strengthened our faithfulness and this good tidings we have, because as we re-gift this, we might need to repackage it. We might need to offer it in a different way. But that literally is the gift that keeps on giving. It's the one that doesn't need us to do anything but simply share a gift that has already been given one time for our own salvation. and for the forgiveness of sins, I would invite you to think that we need to re-gift this great gift. Emmanuel, God with Us, is the title of the devotion today. And I'd like us first to look at the Old Testament reading from Isaiah. And it's just one chapter, and I'll tell you why that is important, or one verse. It's Isaiah 7, verse 14, and it simply says this. The prophetic words of Isaiah says this. Therefore, he's responding to people asking for a sign, people wanting to know that what the prophet Isaiah was going to say, they wanted some type of sign, some type of proof. So Isaiah said this, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, a young woman is with a child and shall bear a son and shall have the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now that's a foretelling, right? That's before it happens, right? Before we pick up the birth narrative that we've been talking about so often this time of year. So this is a foretelling of a prophet, of God speaking through the prophet and saying, this is what will come to pass. You will be able to celebrate God being with us and amongst us. And, of course, from the very first gospel account, according to Matthew, verse 22 and 23, it says this. This is the angel's response. All this took place to fulfill the birth narrative, everything that we've learned. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet that we just heard. Verse 23 says, look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. And that means God is with us. And of course, as we look before this, and I would invite you to look at that entire birth narrative and after, we see this is a moment when the angel comes to Joseph to assure all these things that are happening and changing. And he wakes up and then has this newness of, I'm not going to go through with what I was going to do, but because I was visited by the angel of the Lord, my path has been changed. And I guess, Russ, you and I, we didn't talk about what you were going to share today, but in a unique way, it always seems to fit for the stories that we have. Russ said his story changed. His story changed as has been influenced here in this moment. So maybe what you were going to share in a similar way changed after an encounter with God. Joseph had a good idea. He had a good plan, right? I mean, when we look at what he was going to do, it showed mercy, it showed grace, it showed love, and maybe when we looked at things perhaps not fully understanding, what could have been seen as a discretion was even shown that mercy with that forgiveness. Yet when God came amongst them, it changed the story. It changed the avenue. It changed the result. And so Joseph comes after having received this gift, this prophetic word of understanding what you have heard, what you've known has now come to pass. It is amongst you. You will be part of the story God is telling and the salvation of this world. Now, my dear friends, when I think of this, let's look at that in today's context. Over 2,000 years later, can we say the same thing as we are gathered together in this place as people of faith, of people that have claimed the name of that infant child, the Christ child Christian? Can we look at the story of salvation as being revealed to us, that we have an important part to play in God revealing himself to this world for the salvation and forgiveness of sins? Isn't that still true? Is it the same miracle that was put there in the birth narrative for us still today? We are still bearers of this news. We are still the ones who have an active role to play in sharing with this world the Christ child that brought with him God with us, the presence amongst us. We're no longer on our own. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us to these moments, to offer the gift of salvation for the forgiveness of sins to this world. We are still part of that story. We are part of the big story. And in this moment, when we think of all the things that we are walking through, all the situations that may yet be revealed to us, Emmanuel. There could have been any name, but God wanted the name of Christ to be a reminder. This wasn't another prophet that was being born, but this was the Messiah. It was different. There's a different kind of value. And that has eternal ramifications, that has eternal meaning. because it means God is with us to never again would we be without God. My dear friends, when we look at these moments and we head into this new year of 2018, when our world sort of flips the calendar over, would we still have this precious gift? Would we put it away with our Christmas decorations? Or would we share it because we are part of this story? Our lives have been changed and made new. Would we share the story of salvation that comes from God with us as the Christ child grew and taught, brought us back to relationship with God? And because we can't separate the work from the cradle and the miracle and the work and the miracle of the cross, grew to deliver us salvation and his sacrifice. Bob, I'd like to ask you to come up today for the help with this song. We are going to look together to number 211, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We're going to stay seated for this, even though you're standing. Is that okay? And so Bob's going to lead us in these moments, and he's going to share with us a brief reading before each one of the seven verses that we sing.
This is called an antiphone. Antiphone, before the sound. So I'm going to read a phrase, and then we'll sing verse 1. And in each phrase I read, one is Emmanuel, one is wisdom, one is Adonai, which means the Lord, the root of Jesse, the key of David, O dayspring, and the last one is O King of the Gentiles. So we're going to sing all seven verses. Hymns are a wonderful message because if you read through each and every verse, it's like hearing a sermon, but in a much shorter fashion. All right, so be ready to sing O Come Emmanuel. The tune is from the 15th century. It's an old French tune, and the words come from even before that, in the 9th century, which I guess in God's time is a blink. All right, so be ready. Tina, all you have to do is give us that one E each time, all right, just the E. O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the expected of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, O Lord our God.
O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the sun.
Wisdom, who came forth from the mouth of the Most High, reading from end to end and ordering all things mightily and sweetly, come and teach us the way of prudence.
Oh, come thou wisdom.
Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the flames of the bush and gave him the law of Sinai on Sinai, come and with your outstretched arm redeem us.
Oh, come, oh, come, great Lord. Thank you.
O root of Jesse, who stands for the ensign of the people, before whom kings shall keep silence, and to whom the Gentiles shall make their supplication, come and deliver us, and tarry not. O key of David and sleeper of the house of Israel, and who opens and no one shuts, who shuts and no one opens, come and bring forth from prison the captive who sits in darkness and in the shadow of death. Dayspring, brightness of the light eternal, and sun of justice, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. O King of the Gentiles and their desired one, cornerstone that makes both one, come and deliver us, whom you formed out of the dust of the earth. Thank you.
Lord, on your altar, your table, who has so much room for all of us and those faces we haven't even recognized around it, Lord. It is decorated not only with your light, but the scene of the nativity. And Lord, we ask that you would remember, or help us remember, that these gifts bring with it this good news, this miracle of Christ being God with us. Lord, bless these gifts that have been received, that we would be good stewards of those resources, and bless the houses from which they came. All glory to you as a result for them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, as we continue to stand, if we're able, we'll sing together the song of our faith, number 246, Joy to the World, number 246. Right, well, you and I, Bob, as we're together right in the front of this stained glass window, we might have to squint a little bit as we see the rays of sunshine coming here, don't we? Almighty God, in our presence, can we please think of this blessing and sending forward? There is a tremendous light that cannot be extinguished, literally coming through this world, the promise of each tomorrow of Emmanuel, God with us. Could we go forward from this day, dusting our heels off of 2017 and preparing a place for Emmanuel, God with us, in our lives, in our church, in our community, in this world, that we would share this good news of salvation and become part of the story that God is telling. Could we go forward today in the strength and the wisdom and the courage to share this news by the power of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as we walk faithfully in God's will?